tarot. Tarot is the storybook of our life, so say the believers. It's a mirror to our soul and the key to our inner wisdom. Some may say that tarot cards are simply ink on paper, but those that have worked with them for years and studied them would have to disagree. Those that believe say every spiritual lesson we meet in our lives can be found in the 78 tarot cards in a deck. And when we consult the tarot, we'll get shown the exact lessons we need to learn and master to live an inspired life. It's like holding up a mirror to yourself so that you can access your subconscious mind. It's tarot, some will tell you, that allows us to tap into the wisdom and answers that live in us all. Did you guess? Today we are talking about tarot cards. Are you a believer? Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me the Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me the Ghost, and that is where I, the ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. Okay, back to tarot cards, tarot readings, and I'm going to focus today on the 78-card deck that are typically used in a tarot card reading. Tarot goes a lot deeper than that, but we're going to focus on that today. And first off, let's eliminate one myth, okay, that tarot card readers can see the future. They cannot foresee the future. They can only interpret the meaning of the cards that one has selected. And tarots can't give exact answers about a particular incident. They can do yes or no questions. It really is a reflection of what your subconscious already knows. And from a scientific perspective, there are four different things, four aspects on how you interpret tarot cards. It uses psychology, probability, spirituality, and philosophy. So let's look at these and see if it makes sense. So philosophy, using philosophy to interpret your tarot cards. Okay, let's talk semiotics. That refers to the study of signs and symbols. We're all used to what that is, and their uses and interpretations. Utilizing semiotics in interpreting tarot cards reveals to us our feelings, our thoughts that have already clouded our subconscious, but we're unable to take form of these thoughts in our conscious self. Each card has a specific symbol that attaches with itself a specific explanation. People attach intrinsic meanings with the specific cards drawn, and that helps to answer their own questions. It uses their own subconscious mind. It's a way of projecting one's own unconscious knowledge into a card. Well, that makes sense to me. How about psychology? One school of thought believes that the tarot is less about magic and more about explaining the psychology of human beings. Carl Jung utilized certain theories in analytical psychology that includes archetypes, individuation, and synchronicity. Archetypes promote understanding, okay? They use different images to explain the human psyche. Thus, it psychologically explains the depth of our subconscious using these cards that we unconsciously pick. Individuation, that refers to the process of being self-actualized. And synchronicity, of course, refers to the meaningful coincidences that we are experiencing when we're picking our cards. All of these explain how the subconscious and its role is being used to interpret our own psyche, which gets activated by the cards. So it's being used psychologically as a form of stimulation to our buried thoughts. How about probability? I mean, not everyone will want to hear this, but the probability of picking a random card from a deck of 78 is obviously one of 78. However, it has happened multiple times that one card has been singled out so much that it actually changes the probability of this random event, despite even the cards being shuffled. It might be regarded as a coincidence. We all know what we think of those. But does probability have coincidences overall? We can chalk it up to a mystical involvement, maybe, or we could also try to explain it spiritually. You can decide what you think on that one. But what is the spiritual interpretation anyway? Certain Wiccan practitioners or tarot card readers believe in the vibration of our neurons and synapses. They also believe that our brain already knows everything and just needs divine guidance to follow through with events. This would be sort of like your destiny is already laid out for you, if you can figure it out, right? Tarot cards help to attune ourselves spiritually with the surroundings to help us come across answers to our own questions. For some of you out there, you could chalk all this up to just being an energy thing or an entertainment thing. Tarot cards are pretty fun, so you have both skeptics and believers that get readings done every day. And a lot of times, people are going to get a tarot reading so that they can find out about the future, make predictions. But that isn't really what tarot cards are about. When it comes to tarot, fortune telling is actually out and intuition is in, especially if you want to create your ideal future and manifest your goals. The most powerful way to read the tarot is to use the cards to access your intuition and your inner wisdom. The imagery in the cards will give you an instant access pass to your subconscious mind and your intuition. And from this place of inner power and wisdom, then you can discover how to make positive changes so that you can manifest your goals and dreams in the future. That is really what is at the base of tarot card readings. When a lot of people go to tarot readings or they think, I'll just pop in and get a reading to find out what's going on with my life, when really you should be seeking out the direction you should be in. Maybe that's an easier way to think about it. For example, let's say you want to find a new romantic relationship. Well, instead of pulling a card to predict whether it's Prince Charming, whether he's just waiting for you around the corner and either being blissfully excited or bitterly disappointed, you go consult the cards to discover how you can attract love and actually keep it. Let's say you draw the Ten of Cups, and upon seeing the happy family dancing under the rainbow in the card, you're immediately reminded that you're attracted to love. You need to set a clear vision of what it is you want to attract. This simple act of envisioning your desired relationship then has a subtle yet powerful effect on your ability to find new love. And instead of waiting around for someone to find you, you're empowered to take action to find them. I hope that's getting the point across. So tarot cards are more of a push for you versus what's going to happen to me. It has to do with you and what you do, not what's out there just waiting for you. And how it's all supposed to work is that the tarot cards would be used to create an instant connection between you and your subconscious mind so that you can access the inner wisdom that you have to what your higher self would be. And from there, we, if we're doing tarot cards, can bring it into our conscious awareness where we can take action. And here's the thing. You may already consciously know the message or insight you receive in a tarot reading, in which case the reading can be a heartening confirmation of what you already know. And you hear about this often. People go to fortune tellers and tarot card readers, unknowingly mixing them together. But what they find across both of those is they'll hear things they already know, and then they're thinking, well, this doesn't work. I'm hearing what I already know about, but okay, they just confirmed what I know, and you're looking for that reason to still feel better. But maybe what you should be looking at is why you're really going there in the first place, because you get a good one, and they're really there to do their job, what they have studied, what they know tarot cards can do. And it may not be what you think they're doing, which isn't really what you're looking for. And I know that sounds a little bit twisted, maybe a little deep for some as you're listening to this, but maybe you should listen to it again. And in a time when there are so many questions in our world of what we should do with everything happening to us all right now, it might be a good time, if you've been wondering, to dip into a tarot card reading and look at it from your own perspective of things about yourself that you just don't know yet. What should you be doing? Where can you go? Where do you want to go? What do you think of the tarot cards? I hope this helped clear up some differences between tarot card readers and fortune tellers, because I think they all get lumped together. And oftentimes I get questions and email and whatnot about what they want to do with their lives and how they're in the wrong place. People are disturbed and they're not sure what to do. So maybe this is an option for some of you out there. Check it out. Have some fun. But seriously, take a look at yourself and maybe it will help. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.